You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk guide dog blogs and talk about the various characters that, well, we've all had. Joining me is blind rower Kate Lindgren. Kate, thank you for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
We'll talk about your three dogs, but we'll start this time with your first guide dog, Vanya. So before we talk about Vanya, actually, what convinced you to apply for your first guide dog?
It was in my early 30s, although I'd been losing my sight since I was in my late teens because I have RP. My daughter, who I have two children, but my youngest child, my daughter, had started school. And I suddenly noticed that I'd probably been relying on her quite a bit, even from when she was in a pushchair at the age of two or three, to tell me when it was safe to cross the road and things like that. And so I felt that I didn't have this somebody with me. So, I applied for a guide dog.
So let's talk about Vanya then, your first guide dog. You know, when you first met her on the matching visit, you know, how did that go? Tell me a little bit about the experience, your first impressions.
Gosh, now we're going back to this was 2001. I remember her coming into the house and investigating, you know, the kitchen and everywhere like that. I actually do not remember the actual matching walk.
What sort of personality did Vanya have? What sort of a character was she?
She was a pure lab. She was quite petite, 28 kilos initially. Always thought, even after the first few months, that she would have done very well as a sniffer dog, because we would go up one side of the main street in where I live and she'd be sniffing there. And then coming back, she'd go over to the other side and she'd sniff along that side as well. And she was very much, I would say, she was very much, I always look at all three of my dogs in the way of a car. And Vanya was definitely the Ferrari. So she was a right start, I'm going at full pelt, now I'm going to put the brakes on, I'm going to stop. But she was full of character.
That's kind of like my dog, who's also a pure lab. And I jokingly said if he was a car, he would be a Ferrari as well, because he's not slow, to say,
no.
You know, put it gently.
But she was very resilient. She was, you know, I could give her instructions. She didn't mind, you know, if the directions were different all the time. It wasn't a case where she had to go to the same place all the time. Although I must admit, after the first few months of having to go into the local electrical shop on the way to the supermarket, they must have looked at me, gone out, because that was the place she'd first trained to go on the way to the supermarket. And yeah, she got in that habit. So, but otherwise, as the years went by, she was very happy. If I had a list of places to go, then I would just direct her and she would go.
Yeah, they're quite good at that. And also, like, they don't mind either way if you go to the same places all the time or sometimes switch things up. You know, some dogs do need it more than others, but labs seem very good at kind of going with whatever is thrown at them, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, we always used to call her a tank because she would eat everything. It was definitely, I made the mistake when she was, how old would she have been? Gosh, she would have been 8 or 9 years old. And I was having the people around to look at the house to value it. And then so I got the Christmas tree up and everything. And I thought, well, I'll put the Christmas presents underneath. And then I had to go and visit my mum in a care home and I didn't take her. And we came back and she had literally gone 4 foot into the bay window under it to go and unwrap the Galaxy chocolate. Thank goodness the children were in their teens, because they then, I was just saying, don't look, because I had to go off and rewrap a lot of their presents, because she'd also opened up and chewed the edges of Xbox games and things like that. So, yeah.
What these dogs can do is surprises even me sometimes. It's like, how did you do this?
Yeah.
When it comes to, apart from the food-driven everything, you know,
yes.
What were some of her particular working skills that she excelled at?
I think it was her ability to, as I say, to just go wherever I directed her to go and do it. You know, she, and also she was very much a dog that you'd be out for three hours or something in the morning, having walked all the time, and you'd come back. She'd sit down for half an hour, and then she'd be raring to go again to go and collect the children from school. And she loved going to the children's junior school where I also volunteered, because she got lots of attention from the children. She was actually the only one of my guide dogs that actually did like children. So, yeah, she was very much a character.
She definitely sounds it. Now, I like this to end on usually, because every dog has their funny quirks. I mean, we've heard some amusing stories already from Vanya, mainly delayed, mainly really.
I think I just remember all the funny stories.
I was going to say, does she, and apart from what you've mentioned already, are there any other kind of funny quirks or habits that are non-food related that she had, or, any particular other funny stories that stand out to you?
It certainly wasn't funny when we were playing games inside and she tugged over something that cost £700 and broke it.
Oh dear.
Yeah. But that wasn't her fault. That was the person who threw it, and that wasn't me.
Okay, well, that's good.
So.
The £700, maybe not, but you know.
Oh, no. It was a crystal, like a crystal sort of FA Cup trophy style thing that was, it was gifted to the person I was with at the time by their grandfather. So, yeah.
So Vanya definitely sounds like a great character, and quite similar to Caesar the Guide Dog too. But yeah, we will chat more about your other dogs next time here. But for now, Kate, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.